From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 23 people, some of them civilians, were killed by a car bomb in the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib on Sunday. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack in the capital. Earlier Sunday, Syrian regime forces seized a key town in the province, according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Government forces, backed by Russian air power, captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast part of Idlib province, according to the observatory. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics and promise the United States will take part at the appropriate time. On Sunday, the White House released a statement saying the president spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday and discussed the latest developments on the Korean Peninsula, and to underscore American, South Korean, and international resolve to achieve the complete denuclearization of North Korea. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says it's good for the United States that North and South Korea are going to engage in high-level talks, but she warned that the North's nuclear ambitions still pose a serious threat to the world. On ABC News on Sunday, she said, "This is a very dangerous situation." Haley said, "The United States is not letting up on the pressure to end North Korea's nuclear weapons development," and warned, "We can destroy them too." She said that if the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were to launch a nuclear attack on the U.S., it is not going to be us that's destroyed. This is VOA.